This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. It's there waiting on you. Ergonomic excellence. Made out of wood. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Listen to me. And let's start this out with Dear America. Many of us are predicting that eventually these foam-spitting psycho-leftists are going to have to embrace violence out of frustration at their inability to recover the power that we have stripped from them. And we're actually already past that point. Just ask Steve Scalise live today, only because the Bernie bro, who tried to massacre a bunch of Republicans, as well as Jeff Flake, did not know how to shoot. But we know how to shoot. And that's significant. I'm getting tired of saying this. But I see these leftist morons charging headlong down the same slippery slope that a lot of military members have found themselves in overseas. And the bottom of the slope, when you reach it, is really, really bad. And you leftists should stop your descent now. But unfortunately, there's no sign of sanity. This week, they turned the hate up to 11, then cranked it up to 17. And there are not many places to go once you reach. You're real live Nazis murdering children by not letting aspiring Democrat voters flow into the country at will. At some point, instead of a few wild-eyed randos with crummy aim trying to, you know, off the leftist political cultural opponent, they're going to start collectively going to go for the throat. Our collective throat, which I do not anticipate us normal people to responding to in one of those huggy, soft, you know, cuddly, loving kind of ways. And you can see them growing more and more unhinged. Peter Fonda, which, you know, it's astonishing that with what he's had to say, he's still only the second most garbage Fonda. He got on Twitter to pedo-threaten Trump's kid and to try to call for the public rape and torture of conservative women, and exactly zero prominent Democrats seemed to complain. And I don't mean to say there was only one or two. I mean, there was none. None. Maybe I missed the leftist outcry in defense of the right of conservative kids and women not to be abused. Or maybe there wasn't one because no prominent Democrat is willing to anger a leftist base that accepts both options if it helps get Trump out of power and them back in. Then there's Jake Tapper, who, and he would deny being a leftist. Acceptance is the first step towards recovery, Jake. But he's on CNN, so I guess that's something. But I saw something about it, you know, from everybody's close personal friend, Don Lemon. I suspect he's too busy preparing to have Stormy Daniels and Tom Arnold get married on a show and then sitting down with the bride and the goon after the ceremony to allow them to weigh in on their feels about Trump's aluminum tariffs. And you know, those are the worst things ever. As for Peter Fonda, instead of being rejected by Hollywood, he's probably already signed on for a part in the Roseanne-less Roseanne reboot. Because he did channel Tinseltown Titans like Roman Polanski and Harvey Weinstein. And I bet you he gets a standing O at the Oscars for his brave resistance to the idea of children not being molested and women not being abused, except I've already spent that $100 on some ammo. When people tell you that they want to hurt you, you should believe them. And the problem here is that normal people are beginning to listen to what the left has to say. And there's really nowhere else for them to go but towards embracing widespread violence. The logic of their twisted mindset is that the normals are not merely wrong and they're not merely evil, but that normal Americans and those who represent them are the evilest evildoers in evil history. And that doesn't leave a whole lot of room for a reasoned debate. In fact, it makes a reasoned debate impossible. So since they've taken reasoned debate off the table, they don't have a lot of options left to resolve the political and cultural difference. There are lies and intimidation and violence, and that's about it. And the first two have stopped working. And we're already seeing it play out. The mainstream media quit even pretending to be honest. It's in full-scale fib mode. Look at the Time magazine cover of the little girl whose scumbag mom dragged her across the desert to help her break our laws, apparently without daddy's permission and not for the first time. And that Time cover is a lie. But it's no surprise. The only surprise is that Time magazine is still a thing. In fact, the whole manufactured outrage over Democrat-preferred criminals being treated like every other criminal was a lie. And the media not only doesn't care, but actively and consciously supports lying to you to support their leftist ally. But no one cares anymore. They can lie and lie and lie and lie and do, and we just smile and buy more guns and ammo. So their attempt to intimidate us into submission, showing up at people's houses and screaming at them in restaurants, take that, Sarah Sanders. The idea is since the leftists can't convince the normals without the power of their ideas, because their ideas inevitably involve the normals ceding more of their rights and money to the leftists. They want to make submission and obedience the price for being able to participate in the culture. But what is inevitable is that we are newly militant, we normals, and our power is political rather than cultural, and we're going to respond pursuant to the new rules and demand the leftists bake us cake. Just wait until some enterprising legislator passes a no political discrimination law on a couple of overpriced precious restaurants selling the small plates of pressed duck confit with mango pepper chutney go bankrupted because Don Jr. sues them into oblivion for screaming at him when he steps in for a bite. And all of that only leaves violence. We've already seen it. You can sense that it's only a matter of time before the left openly embraces it. And they have set the conditions for it. They have dehumanized the opposition, which is to say me and you. Their lesser tactics aren't working. The lies no longer resonate because we are awake. And the polls indicate that most Americans greeted the whole kids in cages fraud with a collective shrug. Criminals separated from the kids? Doesn't that happen every day? It would sure happen to us if we broke the law, since we aren't the Democrats' great foreign hope for a future electorate that is pliable and obedient. Intimidation isn't working. It makes the left quiver with joy, but it just makes us mad. And getting your opponent riled up is a very poor strategy, especially at the ballot box. And mad people tend to retaliate. November's coming, and we fully understand that every middle finger selfie, every vicious tweet, every assault on a conservative diner is an attack on me and you. So the left will embrace violence, and it's only a matter of time. And they have to go there because there's nothing else left to try to undo our rebellion of 2016. The inertia of this hatred of theirs makes it inevitable. If we really are Nazi murderers who butchered children, don't they kind of have to respond violently after all? Is violence against us justified? Is what they're saying was true? It would be mandatory. But now we know a lot of big-name leftists don't believe the crap they're spewing, but the base does. You think at the Democrat gatherings and fern bars and bus stations that they don't giggle and whisper about how they hope the next time they're on one of their own attacks a bunch of conservatives, he, she, or Z, runs up the body count? It's only one problem. We will respond. We will respond in a way that you can't begin to fathom, because that's our business. That was our business. We are prepared for that. You will win a couple of quick ones, and then hell will be unleashed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times that people have tried to look inside of me.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I want you to think about if something was actually, you see it in nature all the time where like a tree will grow around and wrap itself around something. That's that sort of natural approach that Boyd's brings to the table. Check them out. And when I say the natural approach, it feels like it's a part of you. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, the other day, the Angel family's got their say, you know, as part of what's been going on. Trump sat down with them. And the Angel parents are parents whose children have been killed by illegal immigrants. A mother whose son was killed by an illegal immigrant blasted Kathy Griffin after the comedian said Trump is using angel parents for propaganda. And I'm going to point something out about that in just a minute. This past Friday, he honored families in Washington who have had loved ones killed by illegal immigrants. And Griffin tweeted that while she is sorry for the parents' loss, the president is using them for propaganda. Let me ask you a question, Kathy. Isn't that what happens every time there's a rampage killing? Doesn't the left and the media and you and all of your little buddies, don't you trot out the victims of those crimes as propaganda? Is that why you're saying this about Trump? Because the only thing a leftist knows how to do is project. When they say something about somebody, when they're pointing something out about somebody, what they're actually doing is they're saying, well, this is what we're doing. This is what we believe. This is what we think. Which, you know, I get it. I understand it. I don't understand why you don't know that we know. But that's beside the point, isn't it? Her tweet. Message to the parents who are on stage with Trump at this press conference. I'm so sorry for your loss, but the man you're standing with Trump could give two blanks. He's using you for propaganda. Sabine Durden, a legal immigrant from Germany whose son Dominic was killed in 2012 when a truck slammed into his motorcycle. The truck's driver, Juan Zacharias Zun, was an illegal immigrant with two felonies and two DUIs, Durden has said. Durden said on the Ingram angle, Griffin needs to go to a stage somewhere in a little back alley and entertain the two people that are still following her. She just has no ground, she has no soul, she has no heart, and I pray to God she never knows this feeling. She added that her son's killer was jailed for just 35 days. In response to Trump's meeting with Angel parents, CNN commentator Paul Begala, former Clinton administration official, accused the president of politicizing the pain that families are enduring. It's monstrous to take these folks' pain and then try to use it to divide America, you hypocritical little bald punk. I'm not going to make my guy work hard on the other end because he'd be hitting the dump button a lot. Michelle Rood, whose daughter was killed by an illegal immigrant, had no words for Begala's remarks and said that the voices of angel parents need to be heard. We need to hear the other side of it, she said. Now, this is the part that really gets to me, because this kind of hypocrisy, this kind of bold, do you not understand that we watch all the stuff you do, you leftist idiots? We watch every time you take where some guy who has passed all of your little rules and everything else and has been found to be okay because the snapshot that is the background check worked with him at the time of purchase, takes a gun after he has made that purchase, and then goes off and kills a bunch of people. And he does it in a place where nobody even gets half a chance to fight back. And then you sit back and say, fighting back is barbaric. Teachers can't possibly shoot people. Everybody owns guns is, a criminal in wait. So your answer to everything along these lines is that everybody should be helpless and then just die when the guy shows up. Because that's the price you pay when you live in a nice you know, utopian society, right? When the occasional crazy man comes up with a weapon, you just die due to his picadillos, right? But then you always hold up and use those victims to do what? To divide America. And you take the people, you take, you know, about 140 some odd million people, and you demonize all of us because we own guns. We didn't do anything bad with them that day. We're never going to do anything bad with them at all. And you can't see past the part where there are people that might have something going on up there between their ears that is not really a good thing. And it may just never have manifested itself in a palatable way to where we could notice that and then say to ourselves, we need to not let this person have a gun. Until they do something. And then there's very rarely any chance to go back and, you know, go over that ground again, because a lot of times they just kill themselves. So the question then becomes, you know, for the leftists, the answer is very simple. We're going to take all the guns, which they would say, well, we're, you know, we believe in the Second Amendment. We don't want to take all the guns. Well, yeah, you do. You would start out taking the ones that you think are the easiest, the low-hanging fruit, and, of course, that's not going to do anything. Just ask the people in Santa Fe what that did. Didn't do anything. Shotgun, revolver. Okay? None of those, by the way, were any of the bad guns. Those weren't the bad guns. But, you know, we're still going to go after the bad guns anyway because feelings. But this is exactly what they do. While they're out there saying, well, the president used these people for propaganda. Well, isn't that what you do, actually? All the president did was hear them. And because he's the president, he gets to sit there with them and have them on camera. Because if you guys really wanted to ignore the president, you could ignore the president, but you can't do that, can you? You just can't be left out of that party either. So, because he's the president. You may hate him, but he's the president. It must be exhausting to be a leftist. How on earth is that even anything that could be considered, you know, rewarding in life? It has to be just absolutely exhausting to be a leftist, mealy-mouthed, wish-everybody-was-defenseless punk. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has called for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweeted, "The border wall would solve the issue once and for all." Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says we must secure our borders.
We're going to continue to prosecute those adults who enter here illegally. We are going to do everything in our power, however, to avoid separating families.
Thousands of families are still waiting to be reunited. A lot of the parents are claiming ICE officials are not telling them where their children are. Communication with parents and and other agencies have been a major issue in complying with the president's executive order to reunite the families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hirsch says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hirsch, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I can't even begin to tell you how good a Boyd's gun stock is. Simply because the whole idea that a long time ago they sat down and they said, well, we're going to try to do this and we're going to try to make this happen. And then they went out and did it. That's the part you have to take in consideration. All of that R&D was done, you know, this is not a work in progress. This is the finished product. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One of the latest tricks the left wants to do, the Democrats, they're trying to keep Trump off the 2020 ballot, which I don't even know how that would work out. But Trump could have fun with this, and Democrats from 23 states are trying to keep Trump off the ballot unless he makes his tax return public. Here's the headline. 25 states move to keep Trump off 2020 ballot if he doesn't make his tax return public. It's actually sort of bad that they can't, you know, they don't concentrate on creating jobs, giving minorities the opportunity to move up the economic ladder the way Trump has. But here's some requirements that Republican attorneys general should demand in return, which should keep the Democrats' top candidates off the ballot, too. First of all, I think there should be a requirement to show college transcripts. That would have prevented Obama from being on the ballot. Another requirement could be that candidates take a DNA test and show to prove their Indian heritage if they previously claimed it to get ahead. This would keep Elizabeth Warren off the ballot. Anyone who plagiarized a college paper would not be eligible. This keeps Joe Biden off the ballot. Candidates who bought three houses while their wife lied and bankrupted a college would be ineligible. That eliminates Bernie Sanders. Those who lied to Congress would be ineligible, too. This would take out Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, and James Comey, and probably most of their other potential candidates. I also believe that the Democratic National Committee should never again be allowed to require a photo ID to get into their party convention, because they have said that disenfranchises so many and is racist. Or could we say the truth about this, that they're just making that up so that ineligible people can vote? All of the Democrat candidates should list out which laws are exempted from their oath of office before they put on the ballot. Democrats should also be required to show actual proof that humans, CO2, and fossil fuels cause climate change instead of relying on inaccurate, manipulated computer models. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just thinking, hey, here's something we could do. I think that's perfectly, you know, sort of, required. I think it's required. Maxine Waters, let's talk a little bit about old Maxine, you know. They're calling for violence. Without a doubt, they're calling for violence. And they're guaranteeing another Scalise-type tragedy, probably one where there will be some more killed than just wounded. We've gone beyond the severed presidential head, helped by the unfunny and untalented Kathy Griffin, to mob action. We've seen the physical harassment of Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen, who just days before was drummed out of a Mexican restaurant by the left-wing activists protesting the separation of children from their parents caught crossing the border illegally, which is a bunch of junk. That happens all the time. Happens to criminals. It happens to good people. Non-criminals. She also was targeted by a leftist mob at her home, which, you know, at that point for me, that's when, now the gloves are about to come off. Of course, these people are politicians. They're not like me. But they were out there screaming, no justice, no sleep. Okay. Small crowd of about 24 protesters was led by Credo Action, a progressive grassroots organization. Video posted to a social media site shows the protesters repeatedly yelling shame as Nielsen leaves her home and enters a vehicle. History will remember you. You belong in The Hague. You're a modern-day Nazi. And we all know what happened to those guys, don't we? We know what happened to the Nazis. We know. They were hunted down worldwide and executed. Their incitement of physical violence through rhetoric and mob action is excused by the media, who go into spasms of righteous indignation after every presidential tweet, which I find that very amusing myself. For all of you out there that claim to be conservative, but you just wish Trump would stay off of Twitter, do you not understand the entertainment value of it? So in the days of civil discourse, ideological opponents would target each other's rhetoric, not each other. And what you said was evil or inappropriate must be denounced. But following the Alinsky playbook, it's not what conservatives stand for that is evil. Conservatives themselves are evil. They must be thrown out of restaurants, confronted at their homes, and shot in baseball practice fields. And I wonder if that had been Peter Fonda instead of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who chose to dine at the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia. Would restaurant co-owner Stephanie Wilkinson have asked the C-list actor who suggested that Trump's son deserved an unspeakable fate while suggesting Trump's supporters should be hunted down or harassed or worse to leave because the restaurant has certain standards? I wonder if they would have applied to Peter Fonda, who apparently has a movie coming out. Certainly the Roseanne Barr standard for indignant lefties does not apply to him. Barr had her career destroyed in minutes. Over one tweet. One. Over one word, really. And Peter Fonda has been given a free pass by the establishment media and Hollywood's hashtag MeToo activists after tweeting out a call to have a child raped and a woman sexually abused and humiliated. Old man, you should just stick to acting. That's the thing about these guys I just can't stand. They honestly believe they're tough, They're not tough. You guys aren't tough. If you want to see somebody tough, go look at a firefighter. That's a tough guy. Anybody who willingly runs into a burning building, that's a tough guy. You want to see somebody tough? Go look at an ICU nurse who works for 12 hours under the most highly stressful situations. Stressful, you know, everything's set up. You know, you're watching a patient. That patient might live, might die. And you've got to work as hard right up to that very last moment. And it's impossible not to get emotionally invested while you're sitting there watching the family watch you fight for their loved one. That's somebody that's tough. All of you on the left that are calling for violence, when you finally get it, you're not going to be able to hand it back fast enough. And that's going to be too bad, because once it starts, it takes on a life of its own. Because once you have to go that route and you understand that it's never going to end unless you take it all the way, it then gets taken all the way. There's your problem. That's your problem, leftist. That's your big problem, because what's coming you surely don't understand. You don't get. You can't possibly fathom what's going to happen. You don't understand the righteous anger of a bunch of veterans, of a bunch of people that just want to be left alone. And the saddest part about this is, except for certain matters of politics, we're probably a lot alike. We might like the same kind of music. We might like the same football team. There's a lot of things we might have in common, but no. Some of you have to be led, and some of you want these people to do the leading, and tough. Tough. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Purely indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Last month from the United Nations International Network on Small Arms, they held a week-long conference geared towards making gun control an international priority. I'm sure that's a shock to every one of you listening right here, right now. Now the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is wanting to regulate and control small arms. Oh. During RevCon 3, the conference on the program of action on small arms and light weapons, Guterres had a message delivered on his behalf. Every year, over 500,000 people are killed violently around the world, mostly through small arms fire. Those pulling the trigger may be soldiers, border guards, or police, using their weapons as a last resort in accordance with the principles of necessity, proportionality, and restraint. Some are private security guards or civilians, some using a registered firearm for protection or in self-defense. But the huge majority of those killed with small arms do not fit this description. They may be members of armed groups who are terrorizing people of a country or a whole region with killings and sexual abuse. They could be members of national security forces who are abusing their power. They might be terrorists aimed at destroying lives and sow fear. Criminals holding up a grocery store or gang members killing those who get in the way of a drug deal. Tragically, many of them are men using an illegally acquired weapon against the women who are their partners. In some countries, more than 60% of killings of women are committed with firearms. Illicit small arms are also used against United Nations peacekeeping forces. In 2017, 56 peacekeepers died in violent attacks, the highest number in over two decades. Regulating small arms is a unique challenge. It is not simply a question of addressing government stockpiles. Out of the some 90 million small arms in the world, three-quarters are in civilian hands, the majority unlicensed. Controlling and regulating small arms, therefore, requires action that goes well beyond national security institutions. It includes providing alternative livelihoods for former combatants, engaging with municipal governments and police, working with civil society, including grassroots organizations, and community violence reduction programs, as well as local businesses. Solutions must be integrated and holistic. Short term, compartmentalist projects will not keep pace with the seriousness and magnitude of the problem. This is why the United Nations recommends that the Security Council should address the arms situation when considering geographic and thematic issues on its agenda. This is also why the United Nations has developed a broad set of voluntary small arms control standards. And that is why the Program of Action emphasizes the value of national commissions and national action plans to foster coordinated efforts and strengthen the cooperations. Small arms control is a prerequisite for stability and conflict prevention, which is critical to achieve the mutually reinforcing goals of sustaining the peace and sustainable development. Only through sustainable development will we be able to build just peaceful and inclusive societies and to achieve a lasting peace. That's not true. All we have to do to achieve a lasting peace would be to, you know, get the warp drive, and then the Vulcans will see that, and they'll come down, and everything will be great. We'll join Starfleet. No, the Federation. We'll join the Federation of Planets, and everything will be cool. I saw the movie. Am I making light of something? Yeah. Yes, I am. See, one of the reasons that we have such a, one of these civil societies, because our society is actually quite civil. Quite civil. 320, 330 million people in the United States. Compare that to anywhere else where they have a fraction of the weapons we have, and you have double the crime in some cases, double the homicides, double lots of things. And they don't have the same sort of, population that we have. When you look at our population and you look at our crime, we're actually the most civilized. I don't care what Barack Obama says. I don't care what any of the leftists say. If it were true about the gun grabbers, if it were true what the gun grabbers say about me and you, well, then that would mean that we would have already taken care of the gun grabbers. But like I said, this is the thing about the gun grabbers, and this is the thing about the UN and everything else. We, the citizens of the United States, have been the champions of the world. We have helped everybody out there. We have gone where we had to go, and we've done what we had to do to help. And now we have everybody and their brother coming in wanting to say, well, we've got to control these guns in order to have the just societies that we're looking for. But we're doing a pretty good job of that here. Here's the other thing, and I cannot reiterate this enough. Anti-gunners, gun grabbers, Americans who think guns are bad and everything just because you've been watching too much CNN. We don't. I don't carry a gun because I want to shoot anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody ever. Ever. I want to try to live to 2050. I want the nano machines to be perfected so they can inject them in my fourth point of contact, and then I can live and be 150 years old and climb mountains. I want to see my grandchildren have grandchildren. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there, and I'm willing to pay whatever price it takes to get there. But at the same time, you guys got to leave me alone. Because I simply am, I'm a master at living and letting live. But you're not, for whatever reason. You just can't do that. You got to be in control of something. And those of you who don't actually want to be in control of anything, you want somebody to be in control of something, and you want to be under their control. And I'm telling you, that gets you nowhere. They're not going to be there if you need them. They're not going to be there if you need them. What if the only way you could eat was when they brought food? How often would you get to eat? You'd starve. You would absolutely starve. What if to get dressed? Or what if, there's so many different things I can say or point out to you about this one. That it's just hard for me to fathom that anybody else out there would want to have somebody else in charge of them. I mean, is that what you want? Do you want somebody to be in charge of you? somebody to make your decision, somebody to decide that you are this or you are that, and you need to do this or you need to do that. And where does that end? Where's the line at? Where does that line pop up? Because it's got to be somewhere. It just can't be out there in perpetuity with, you know, completely open-ended to where you are saying to someone, well, listen, we don't care how far you take it, because that's not true, ever. That is never true. Everybody cares where you take it. We have this thing called self-preservation. And for some of you, you don't find that out until too late. And then it's too late. And that's a problem, because even you leftists who have children and everything, that your children deserve to have you around. Yes, they do. Your parents deserve to see you until it's time for them to go. Your children deserve to see you till it's time for, you know, everybody deserves a nice natural life. It's only when we start getting in there and messing with that and trying to say, well, you know, we're looking for the utopia. And the utopia demands this. Well, no, it doesn't. And no matter how much the UN wants it, I mean, UN, I know, I just saw that thing coming from the small arms survey. I know which nation has the most guns. And you guys don't stand a chance coming into this country. The slaughter would be horrible. It'd be horrible. Don't put us in that position. And don't think that we won't recognize it when you do. I beseech you, please. Leave it alone. You got more hotspots to worry about than the United States. We have hour number three looming on the horizon. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.